Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Zolani Fikla, the spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. Zolani, very good afternoon. Haven't spoken to you for a while.
Good afternoon, Gary. Yeah, it has been a while.
It has been all good. And yeah, thank you as always for chatting to us. Always good to hear your voice. And Zolani, today, JMPD officers, in your view, are they still motivated and sort of keen to get on with the job despite the 18th of August protests, you know, when they were protesting for their wage demands?
I can say so. Officers are always determined in ensuring that they execute their duties to their fullest potential. And at the current moment, I can say that there is a lot of morale within our ranks. We are seeing a lot of the successes, especially when it's coming to fighting crime and enforcing the bylaws within the city of Joburg.
I think that is so encouraging. And the other thing that I was so impressed to read, and that is this zero tolerance approach. And that was so good to read. And basically what it is in the last 6 months, that 13 cases have been reported to internal affairs that are under investigation, various levels. We're obviously looking at corruption, etc. And in the same period of the 6 months, 8 employees have actually been dismissed. So the department is taking this zero tolerance approach very seriously, which is encouraging.
Yes, it is. It is. We know that there are a lot of officers who are doing exceptional work out there, but we still have some bad apples. But as you did say, that our internal affairs unit are doing their best, ensuring that it is something that's being done towards that negative perception on bad officers, and that another negative perception is that the department isn't doing anything about it. So at least this is a sure proof that something has been done by that department, and officers are fully aware, and that's why I could comfortably say that officers are doing the best to ensure that they are executing their duties properly.
I think it's very encouraging to see and to hear this. And Zolani, the department's stance regarding sort of handling internal fraud and corruption?
Yes, no, our stance is a tough one. It's a no tolerance or zero tolerance stance. With our internal affairs unit earlier this year, an ambassadorship program was introduced. And that's just also to encourage members of public to actually report, because we know that corruption, it goes both ways. There's a corrupter and a corruptee. Most definitely, if a member of the public actually takes their stance as well and ensures that they're not going to offer that bribe to an officer, then it reduces the chances of corruption taking place. But we're also encouraging them to actually call when they do see this taking place, so further action can be taken against the transgressor.
And Zolani, I see a message has just come through. Are members of the public allowed to video the police officer when going into a roadblock or being pulled over? Are you legally allowed to take a photograph or take a video of the officer?
You are legally allowed, but one thing that you need to make sure of is that you don't interfere with the officer's duties while you're taking that video. So you can take the video, but do not interfere with the officer while they're executing their duties at that present moment.
I think that is such good advice. Yeah, don't interfere with the process, but if it's going to give you the security that it's not fraudulent or whatever, yeah, you can do so.
Definitely. If you do find yourself in a place where you feel like you're either threatened or there's some type of misconduct that's happening, that is best evidence to use the video. But ensure that you don't interfere with an officer while they're executing, especially while they're executing legal duties.
That's such good advice. And then also impromptu roadblocks. I've actually seen a couple of these lately. And My problem I have is that you don't see the police presence. You sort of come around the corner and you suddenly pulled over. And it's quite fearful because you really don't know the situation. And I've seen a lot of these around, especially on ramps or off ramps on the sort of the November 3 Mike one. Why is this at the moment? Any idea?
At the present moment, we are embarking on a program which is called the 22-point system, where at one certain time, we have at least 22 or more either impromptu roadside checks or roadblocks which are being conducted within the city of Joburg. But one thing that is important is that us as officers need to make sure of is that we are fully visible, so that members of the public or motorists can see that it is either a roadside check or a roadblock. And it's also important that we are visible, that they see us, and we are executing our duties properly. That's how you stop the motorists and how you interact with the motorists.
And Zolani, thank you so much for that update. It's encouraging to hear about the zero tolerance, the presence of roadblocks. And I think to all our listeners, yeah, bear with the police in this, that they're trying to make it a safer Johannesburg for all of us. And their presence, and I love it when I see their visibility, the JMPD, when I see them around, when I see them on the highways. It's a reassuring sort of, feeling that. And Zolani Fechlis, it's such a pleasure talking to you, the spokesperson at the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. Stay well, and I'll be chatting to you soon.